Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the King of Glory, the Almighty God, who so loved you and I that He came to earth as the bread of life, that whosoever would partake and believe in Him might be given the gift of eternal life. We read here in John 6:33 and 35, "For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." I trust, beloved, that you have made that choice, that decision, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has delivered you from the bondage and dominion of sin. We're studying about how that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. We've been posing the question, why was Jesus born in a stable and laid in a manger, of all places where the Son of God, the King of Glory, could have been born? Why in such lowly circumstances? And so we've gone back to the Old Testament, and we've seen time and time again that in the Old Testament, lambs were offered as sacrifices for man's sin. We've come to the book of John, and there we've seen in chapter 1 where John the Baptist introduced Jesus Christ at the beginning of His public ministry as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so we've gone back to these Old Testament scriptures and looked at them again in the light of Jesus Christ being the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And in Exodus chapter 12, we've seen that Christ, in all of the requirements made for the lambs for the Passover, Christ fulfilled all of those requirements. And then we've seen in Exodus chapter 12 how that the blood had to be applied to the two side posts and across the top of the door in order for the firstborn in that household to be spared from the death angel that passed through the land and brought death on all the firstborn of cattle and the firstborn of humans that were in the land of Egypt. Only those that had the blood applied were protected. Only those that had the blood applied were kept from the death angel. And then in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 33, we read these words, "And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men." And again in verse 41 and 42 we read, "And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years." That was 430. I've been saying 420. But it was at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, "it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." The whole host of them. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Yes, beloved, they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt. For many, many centuries, they had been in bondage to the Egyptian people, and the Egyptians had made slaves of them and had used them to build their cities and the pyramids and so forth. And they were slaves, and they had many of them died there in the land of Egypt. But God provided a way of deliverance, And that way of deliverance was through the death of the Lamb and the blood that was applied. And thus they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt. O beloved, in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 in the New Testament, we read these words, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." The children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, and beloved, they were liberated, they were delivered, they were set free from the bondage of Egypt. They were liberated, and oh, they didn't know exactly how to behave, because they'd been in bondage for so many years. They'd been born in slavery. They had grown up in slavery, and they didn't know how to behave. They didn't know how to conduct themselves. They didn't know how to live. Now that they were liberated and set free, and it was so easy to slip back into the old patterns of living a life of slavery. How do you live when you've been liberated and delivered and set free? Well, that's what the Apostle Paul wrote about in the book of Romans, chapter 6. Here in the book of Romans, and I'd like for you to look with me, you that have Bibles and New Testaments, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Now remember, if you do not have a New Testament, we'd be delighted to mail one to you, absolutely free and postage paid, because we want you to know the truth. This New Testament contains 27 volumes, all of the New Testament in one volume, that is, 27 books in one volume. And we will mail that to you absolutely free and postage paid if you will write to us and send us your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. All of that information is very important. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address again. I gave it in our last broadcast, but I'll give it again briefly so that you can write to us, because we want you to be able to study along with us as we look into the Word of God and as we learn about what it means to be a child of God, how we can be a child of God, how we can be delivered from the bondage of sin and the slavery of sin. Because you see, beloved, we were born in slavery to sin. We were born separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin, is the way that Ephesians chapter 2 describes it. That was our condition and is the condition of the majority of people on the face of the earth. The Lord Jesus Himself said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." Did you know, beloved, that the majority of people in the world are on their way to a Christless eternity? The majority of people in the world are bound and are in bondage to sin, and they don't know how to get out. And so they try drugs, they try alcohol, they try promiscuous lifestyles, they try all kinds of things, trying to find some way where they can find peace and where they can find satisfaction and that which will meet the need of their inner spirit. But, beloved, the world doesn't offer it. The world doesn't have it available. Satan and all of his evil host, they do not offer it. Oh, they lie to you. They try to make people believe that they are the source of their need and can satisfy, but they cannot. They cannot. They eventually lead to death, to eternal separation from God. That's the goal of Satan, your chief enemy. Satan hates every human being because God created us in his likeness and image. Satan led us into sin, and Satan will do everything he can to keep us in bondage, just as the Egyptians did not want to let the children of Israel go, but they kept, even in spite of the plagues that were brought upon them, they would not let them go until finally the death angel passed through the land, and the firstborn of every household died, and only those that were protected by the blood of the Lamb, only those were delivered and liberated and set free. Now here's our mailing address. Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you'll put a capital P, capital O, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and our number is 825. Then on the next line, you will put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, Colorado. And then the zip code is very important, 81137 -0825. That's our zip code. And of course, on the last line, you'll put United States of America, or a capital U, capital S, capital A. Again, quickly, Bob, B-O-B, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period, 81137-0825. And then USA, United States of America, is on the last line. Now here in the book of Romans, the book of Romans is a wonderful study as it gives information how we have been in bondage, how the Lord Jesus came to liberate and deliver and set us free, how that the law cannot save. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to God, Paul tells us here in the book of Romans. And so you cannot be saved by doing good works. You cannot be saved by doing the best you can. You cannot be saved by comparing yourself with a Christian that may be a baby and stumbling in their Christian walk, and you live a better life than they do according to your thinking, and so you think you're okay. Do not be deceived. There's only one way, Jesus Christ. Till next time, goodbye.